I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, let's find out what you think. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, let's fade the dibbers.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it, you make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey kids, your pick stinks.
Dibs. What's the lock of the day?
Well, not just any day, but Sunday. Sunday. We've been waiting all week. For Sunday night. The number is 4.
Yeah.
The number?
4.
4.
Where are you seeing that?
Everywhere.
On the duel?
What are you seeing?
FanDuel? 3.5.
Whoa! Whoa, man!
Chickering is, he's trying to give me a thumbs up, and he's shaking off Grandy. He's shaking off Grandy like
we
he's...
We go by FanDuel. FanDuel's 3.5.
Chickering looked like Logan Webb, and Farhan had acquired Seattle's backup catcher, and Logan was just waving him off. But we do. We agreed. We go FanDuel, and the number has dropped to 3.5.
Yeah.
So off you go, Dibs.
Well, when the spread looks really, really wonky, you're supposed to lean into it. Last night, I didn't lean into it, and it burned me because it looked weird that Minnesota was only favored by 2.5 against the Rams, and turned out they weren't as good as the Rams, and the Rams won. However, I look at this matchup, Mark, and I've been talking about rest differential, and the Cowboys come in with 7 days of additional rest, and that's a big thing. But I ran down the numbers earlier. Teams against the spread with a rest advantage, they have a losing record against the spread this year. They are 14-18. Teams with more rest are not covering the spread as often as teams with less rest. Dallas can't run the ball, which is the Niners' Achilles heel. And Dallas isn't really great at passing the football. I know the Niners are hurt. They're getting healthier. And I'll tell you what, I'm only being forced to lay 3.5. I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. So all you Niner fans, brace yourselves. The pick is in. You take the Niners and you lay the 3.5. Go-goosh. Go-goosh.
It is uncomfortable. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm 0-1 this week so far.
You're very bad. Your picks stink.
I'm 11-13.
Your picks stink. That stinks.
After Monday, I could be back to 500. I could also be 4 games below.
You could be.
Or it could be 2 below. Can't be 3 below.
Well, and
unless
look,
there's a push.
Look.
Game won't push. 3.5.
There are scenarios out there. I don't love them, but there are scenarios. If the 49ers win by 3 points, they win. And you could still fade the dibbers and be right.
Yeah, sure.
And alarms would not be going off because the 49ers will have won the game. So I'll acknowledge that. But it's uncomfortable, but it bothers me less this weekend than normal when you pick the Niners.
Niners 28, Dallas 24.
Cuckoo! No, that's not okay. That's not okay.
This line opened at what, 5.5 or six?
I believe, yeah. Six.
It's interesting.
It got
down to 3.5?
Down. Yeah. Bet.
Yeah.
And I feel good about this pick because the ESPN betologist, my former coworker, he likes the Cowboys. So he likes the Cowboys, and I think they had it at 4.5, but he probably likes it at 3.5, too.
Well, he's a Momo. So, anyway,
and I was listening to some other national betting talking heads, and they love the Cowboys in this spot. Love
who?
Them.
Who?
I don't want to say his name because I don't want you to think negatively about a guy who I
who
love.
Are you?
His nickname is The Goat. Man, he used to be on our show a long time ago. Brad Evans. I love Brad Evans.
Oh, yeah. I like Brad.
The Goat.
He loves the Cowboys.
He likes the Cowboys
game?
In this game.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
I do love the rest advantage thing, but as I looked at the stats this year, it hasn't been a factor. And the one thing I can't get beyond in this game, Mark, is what we've talked to Kurt Warner about and other experts. Dallas, at the very end of it, when you want to distill this all down to the final little thing, Dallas is not very good. And I think that the Niners, even with their injuries, the Niners are better in, I guess, four of the five matchups. Their defense against Dallas's offense, Niners better. Their offense against Dallas's defense, Niners better. Special teams?
Cowboys better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In all facets.
Yeah.
So that, for me, and I said it yesterday or Wednesday, the only thing that really scares me about this game is the special teams aspect of it, where the Niners muck one up, or Dallas with their great returner takes one to his house, and you know their kicker can make one from 67.
Yep.
Those things can, you know, they can swing a game. But I get the Niners laying the 3.5. Kukush.
Okay.
It's in. Thank you. It's locked.
Yeah, it's in.
Thank you.
Yep. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Let's break that apart for a second. Why is the number doing that? You know, it's funny because when I first saw it established, and it was our guy Shapiro that emailed it out,
yep,
and I tweeted it immediately. I said, the Niners have opened as a 6-point favorite against the Cowboys. Do with that what you will. Because it was with a backdrop of the performance that they had just put out, which is an absolute stink fest against Kansas City. Okay. And what I think the Cowboys are maybe sort of gaining, why they're gaining betting momentum is because you know what they did last week? Nothing.
Yep.
And if I've noticed anything in inequities in betting, it's that we have an incredibly short memory. What do we remember? We literally remember whatever happened within the last 4 days. Or 5 days, or in some cases in football, 7 days. And I know if I asked you, if I pinned you into a corner and I went, hey, what did the Cowboys do the last time they played? You'd probably remember, if you're a big football fan, you might have to think about it for a second, and you're like, oh, right, right. That game against the Lions, who we've already watched play again since then, and watched them win a game in Minnesota, nip and tuck. But, oh, that game against the Lions. And that's right, they lost by almost 40.
Yep.
In their own building. They were hot knife butter action the whole afternoon long. But what happens is the Niners come out a week later and go stink bomb while the Cowboys have their feet up. And I'm not really that big into this rest advantage thing. I know it's been a thing through the years. I think that it matters in some aspects, but I don't think it, for example, I don't think it overwhelms a talent edge. And I think the Niners have a massive one in this football game. That'd be my only guess. The betting number is moving in the Cowboys' direction because fans really remember what just happened with the Niners, and they don't with the Cowboys. And they're feeling like the Cowboys are desperate, even though I think the Niners are too. You know, you said earlier this week the Cowboys need this more.
Yep.
I think it's pretty damn equal.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.